We're starting to learn now that feeding the birds, especially the crumbs from your bread, is not good for our native bird population. Yet millions of Australians do it. I've been guilty of it. I want to know what to do better. So how about we feed them right? Professor Darryl Jones is an urban ecology expert and a bird feeder, and he's written a book that will tell you which urban birds you can feed and what type of feed you can give them safely. Hello, Darryl.
G'day, Miss. How are you?
Good, good. Now, you've called the book Feeding the Birds at Your Table. Are you suggesting that we invite them in to dine with us?
Well, we're already doing that in huge numbers. You're brave putting this on because this is a forbidden subject in this country. This is really, really seriously, people don't want to hear about it. They don't want to know that there's millions of people feeding birds and they just want to ignore it. And the problem is I'm really passionate about the birds and about making sure that they have good lives, and especially the ones that live among us in the suburbs kind of thing where most people live. And there's no way you can find out about what to do this. Because it's a forbidden subject, you can't go anywhere to find out what to do. You can't go to the bird club or the environmentalist because everybody seems to know in Australia that you shouldn't do it. They will probably know the reasons why, all the usual things. But the people are still doing it, and they're doing it even though they really care about the birds, but there's no way we can find out. So that's what this book's trying to do, is saying, if we're going to feed birds, let's do it properly, and it provides lots of advice about how to do it.
Okay. A lot of people will say, and we've already got text messages saying that they should never feed native birds. Just leave them alone. They need to look after themselves, and that's how you ensure their ongoing survival. They often suggest that it's bad for their development when they lose independence, and it's terrible for their tummies.
Yes.
So why can we feed native birds then, if that's the case?
That's a good point. So my starting point is people already are, and they're not going to stop. That's really what it's about. So I'm not encouraging anybody to go out and start feeding birds, but I think you can do it properly these days with a little bit of advice. What I'm trying to do is get the people who are already feeding and will never stop to think about the best ways to do this in the least harmful ways. So you mentioned two things there. I think it's really important to get onto this. We've done lots of research all around the world now on this sort of thing. And the thing that people most worry about everywhere in the world, including Australia, is that the birds will just become dependent on this food and they'll forget how to find their own tucker. And that's a really major concern. There are plenty of people out there who don't go on holidays anymore because they think if they stop feeding the birds that they'll all die of starvation. Well, this is some really, really good news for those people. There's no evidence anywhere that the birds become dependent on the food we provide. Even when the birds, you might see the same birds like magpies come back to the same people every day. Even with magpies, we know for a fact now that I've done a lot of work on this myself, only about less than 10% of the food that they get themselves every day comes from the feeder. Even the ones that come regularly to the feeder, it's that little, the feeder bit is just a snack. It's just, I like to think of it as a cup of tea and a Tim Tam with a friend kind of thing.
I love what you put in the book as well. They don't take that food back to their babies either.
No, that's right. I mean, they do a tiny bit, but it's honestly, it's a fraction. The really important thing is magpies and probably lots of other birds as well, parents, have a no-junk food policy. They know that it's not the correct stuff. It's just a little bit of a snack, and that's really worth knowing. And here's something that probably people don't want to hear, even the feeders. And I'll say it secretly just to you and me. Nobody's listening. They don't need this food. They don't need it. But we still love to feed them. They don't need it. They could give up. You could stop feeding tomorrow and it would make no difference whatsoever. Well, one of the reasons is because they'd go to the six other people in your street who are already feeding and just take over that. So they don't need the food that we provide, but we get tremendous benefits out of it. People love to get close to the animals. And there's a really important philosophy here. If we care about something, if we love something, that's the things we're going to take care of. And it's not until we really get to know the birds that are around our place that we probably will be thinking, well, wonder why are they declining? Should we take more notice of conservation and all that sort of thing? So there's a lot of good reasons to do it as long as we do it properly.
Spreading disease, though, surely must be an issue when it comes to feeding birds.
Yeah, that's the critical one. That's no doubt. I really wanted to tell you, in this book, I straight away say there are some really big problems we have to face if we're going to feed birds. And the disease one is number one. It's absolutely number one. because we do something extremely unnatural. We bring all these birds into one place, lots of different species, which would never, ever mix normally, come to one spot. Lots and lots of numbers, you know, so a large number of animals all in one place. And it's no surprise to anyone, really, that if there's a sick bird or, you know, a contagious bird or something coming into that, they're going to spread the disease without any problems at all. That's just exactly how diseases always spread. So if we're going to do this, and I like to think of it as, you know, you're providing the plate for your visitors, mm-hmm. you've got to make sure that plate is scrupulously clean. So if you've got a feeder, you have to clean it every single day. You really mustn't ever risk the possibility of disease being spread. And that's critical. That's, you know, if we're going to do it, we must do it carefully. And the being hygienic is the first thing to do properly.
Yeah. Daryl Jones has written a book, Feeding the Birds. Let's talk about the food that we should feed specific birds. Obviously, different birds have different diets. How do you know? Do you have to do research on your bird type so then you can provide for that bird the correct ingredients that will work for them?
Well, if you were anywhere else in the world, that would be the easiest thing to do. You would just go on the web and say, oh, how do I feed blue tits or macaws or, you know, whatever it is that you feed in your area. But Australia, because it's been a forbidden subject, and I'm not exaggerating here, this is something you're not allowed to talk about. There's been no research, nothing, no one's done anything. All the pet food companies that should be providing good, sensible, nutritious food for wild birds haven't, because they know that it's a really controversial issue and they can't get into trouble for promoting the feeding of birds. So there's nothing you can do. And in fact, you know, that's the reason I think this book is really important, because it's the first time that you can go and find out what to do. But let's just cut to the chase, because I can tell you the commonest bird, the most popular bird fed in the whole of Australia is the magpies. And everybody loves the magpies to come and, you know, every second person you talk to has got a story about the magpies bringing, you know, last year's chicks and how wonderful it is and all that sort of stuff. And you can get a real, you know, relationship going with a truly wild bird. The problem is that they don't feed, you know, you can't go to the supermarket and get the magpie food. There just isn't anything available. Maybe there will be in the future, but we don't know. So, you know, everybody knows they don't eat seeds, so they eat some sort of meaty stuff. They eat grubs and worms and things. And so the commonest thing is mince. And that's, you know, thousands of kilograms of mince are put out every day for the poor old maggies. And I say that because this is terrible stuff to feed magpies. They love it. They eat it. But it doesn't have enough calcium. It's just a really unbalanced sort of thing. We would never eat raw mince. We would add tons of stuff to it to make it vaguely palatable. But we just feed raw mince. And magpies will eat it, but if they eat too much of it, it can be terrible. They'll start using up the calcium that's in their bones if they eat too much of it. So I'm advocating we don't use mince at all. We need to use something else.
What like?
Well, the simplest thing at the moment, and this is by no means perfect at all, is pet food, because that's already been formulated for animals, not for humans, but for animals. It's a lot more balanced. It's not in any way perfect by any means, but it's much better than the calcium low meat. So dry dog food is fine. The dog sausage, which you can get to look like those big Devon rolls, are okay. They're okay as well. And again, it's just in moderation, not too much of anything ever, you know, just a little bit, because as we know, thankfully, they don't eat too much of this stuff, but if they ate too much of it, they would get into trouble. So I really like to think of it as a snack, not a whole meal. We're not providing, and we never should even try to provide the whole nutrition that a bird needs. The good news is that they don't come to us to our feeders for that. They're already getting them natural food wherever they live.
Daryl, what about for the birds that are not eating meat?
Yep.
Do commercial bird feeds cut it?
There is some good stuff out there. There really is. But the simple tip is don't, if you're going to buy bird food, and it'll be called wild bird food, and it'll probably have a picture of a rosella or a lorikeet or some native animal on it. Those ones, as long as they're made by a pet food company, and I won't name any, but there are some big pet food companies out there, rather than, you know, Acme or Black and Gold or whatever the cheap brands are, they're almost all universally rubbish, those sorts of food. So if, as long as it's made by a pet food company, that's good. The big places, you know, the great big pet retailers with, you know, like the big Big Buns. They've got quite a range of different wild bird foods. They're all nearly all seed, and so that's only the parrot type birds which will primarily come, or parrots and pigeons. They'll eat seed. But what I'm trying to get people to think about is a lot more different. If we want different birds, we need to provide different sorts of food. So lots of tips about other crazy things that you can put out. Blueberries. Love blueberries. You know, lots of birds love blueberries. Frozen peas, which have thawed. Lots of birds love frozen peas. Yeah, that's
good.
Ridiculous.
I'm glad someone does.
Yeah, no, that's good. And in fact, let me just say, because you mentioned the, you know, feeding the bread to the ducks, that's a terrible thing, but it's never going to stop because it's too convenient. You know, every pond in the universe, there's grandma with the kids feeding breads right now into those birds. And although the bread itself is not dangerous.
What does it do to their stomach? What does it do to their digestive system?
The good news is it's not dangerous. It's just bulk. It's not nutritious. So they fill up on bread, and then they've got no more space for the actual nutrition that they require later on. And that can lead to problems. So it's not actually the bread itself. It's just the bulk, huge amount of bread that is fed, that the ducks feed on. So, you know, that's what we need to be careful of. So, and I did mention frozen peas, and I mentioned that specifically because I was about to say something about that. Frozen peas are a really favourite thing to feed to ducks at the pond, and that's all right. Frozen peas and cooked rice.
Okay.
You've got a little bit of leftover rice from the, you know, last night's Indian. Just keep the rice and keep some frozen peas, and take that instead of the bread, and the ducks will love you.
Daryl Jones is with us, author of a book called Feeding the Birds, and it's at your table, and he is suggesting that we learn how to feed native birds the proper ingredients rather than going about the business that people do now, not really knowing what they're giving the native birds. Daryl, you said it's a controversial thing, but the text line suggests otherwise. People are very interested. Chris in Doncaster East has a question for you.
Sure.
Could you ask your bird feeding expert whether it's safe to feed a pair of nesting currawongs, and what should they be fed?
Okay, so that's right off the bat. Well, currawongs are very closely related to magpies, so they'll eat all the meaty things that we would like to put out. So, I'm recommending not mince or any kind of raw food. No animal actually eats only the meat. If you're a predator of some sort, you know, a hawk or a owl or something, you eat mice or lizards or something, you eat a lot. You know, all the bones, all the fresh skin, everything else, and together, all that stuff is a proper balanced nutrition. So this currawongs are very generalist, but mostly insectivorous birds. So they eat mostly insects and things. You can buy mealworms, either frozen or live, from specialised pet shops, but most people won't do that. So again, it would be the same types of things that I mentioned before for the magpies. Pet food or this dog sausage type stuff. And again, it's never too much. Don't ever put out too much. We're not trying to provide all the food they need, just a little bit, just a snack. Mm.
This is a message that says, oh, I kind of like it, don't tell anyone, but we leave food out because our indoor cats get the stimulation of watching the birds. But I would like to give them the correct food.
That's right. Well, that's what we're trying to do here.
So, and in the book, you do list the type of birds and the type of food that they would require. So it is accessible. There are ways you can plan if you've got certain birds in your backyard.
That's right. That's right.
Now, what do the birds get out of it? Do they get anything out of this other than a sweet snack in the afternoon?
They probably get... Yeah, that's a good point because it's really about us. It's really primarily, even though we like to think we care for the birds. The birds get a relationship with humans, and that may or may not be a good thing, but they get to know us and we get to know them. They could get indirectly our respect for them, for being wild birds and living with us. That's a possibility. And they might even get a little bit of nutrition if we're really careful about it. So one thing I should say, and this is not controversial, but something I should point out, the drought, you know, it continues on. It's relentless everywhere in eastern Australia. Is truly being affected. So there's no excuse why everybody shouldn't have a bird bath You know, everyone just rig up something that's a bird bath because the birds seriously need it at the moment. Yeah. It's so dry.
Final question for you, Daryl. Yep. If I have ravens nesting in the garden, they have two. Ooh. They have fledged two chicks. Mm. Can I give them a tiny amount of quality dog food like the Maggies? My chooks got blueberries this morning, says HB in Geelong.
The chooks get blueberries, fantastic. Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely. Yeah, no, that'll be okay. I'm very pleased to hear somebody is actually happy about having some crows and ravens nearby. Lots of people don't like them,
but they're
wonderful. They're incredibly smart birds. They're a fantastic thing to have with us.
Daryl, it's been enlightening. Lots to think about there when it comes to feeding native birds. If you do it, in the words of George Michael, if you're going to do it right.
Thanks, Miss. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Daryl Jones there, author of Feeding the Birds at Your Table, a guide for Australia.
Miff Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.